Hello again, Mrs. Samin. How are you doing? Thank you so much. Great topic, great thing to share, great technique. Using reminder. You know, I use reminder for remembering birthdays because I'm terrible at memorizing birthdays. So I use the phone to tell me, hey, today is your friend's birthday. So mostly I use this method because it's very important. And you share this idea of using reminder as a technique to build habits, which was very, very, you know, simple and so effective. I'm sure it's so effective. I use my own method to improve myself. You know, I have a notebook and I'm gonna share the picture with you. I'll take a photo and I'll share it with you. You know, I have several steps during the day. So before I go to sleep, I write the things that I want to do. So for example, for today, I had number one, VIP. So VIP lessons, as you know. Number two, go for a walk. So when I woke up, I started to listen to one of AJ's lessons in VIP, and after that I went outside and take a walk, empty stomach without eating any breakfast, because I found out that if you go out and walk empty stomach and let your heart beat a little bit, you can burn fat, as one of the great athletes said. So I tried it several times and I found that yes, this is true. So the third one was meditate, and after I came home, I meditated. And I used this technique to build a habit of meditation. I just wanted to do this. And I build a habit to listen to VIP lessons for 1 hour. I build a habit to do meditation. And little by little, I build more habits. For example, finish Greg is one of the things I'm doing. It's a project. And draw, another habit that I'm building, I'm creating. Drawing. As you know, because it's been a while that I haven't drawn anything, because I was so busy with lots of jobs I had during previous month, and I quit one of them, and right now I have much more free time, so I'm using them to improve my artistic ability. So I think it's about 3 days I'm using this method for drawing. Of course, it's about 2 weeks I'm using it for other habits that I'm building. So I'm building the habit for drawing, and I have two students I'm working with, and I'm helping them with English. So Sarah and Baran, I'm helping them. I had a class with them. So this is step by step during the day. I do this stuff until the night, and I step by step do this. If I don't meditate, I won't finish Greg. If I don't finish Greg, I won't draw. So it's all planned, it's all disciplined in some ways. So, and then start key sentences, another habit that I'm creating right now. I'm building another habit. It's about a book. I usually read it to improve my speaking ability, how to say these lots of different things. And the ninth one is another friend of mine, User 1000. I'm sure you know him. He's my friend. We usually talk in English. So he's number nine. And I think about 2 or 3 hours later, I'm going to talk to him on a Skype. And number 10, forum, you see. So I even put a step to come to forum and participate in some ways. And the last one is mastery. It's one of the books I highly recommend. If you want to improve your life, you have to read it. And it's a great book. I read it sometimes, not sometimes, every night I read it, and I'm building a habit to read it again and again and again. So I use this method. This is my own method. I built it myself. No one told me. And I found that very effective. It's very effective because I'm using this book, this notebook, to write the things that I want to do during the day. Of course, it's not just these 11 things that I'm doing during the day. Of course, I have lunch and different stuffs that I haven't written here. But the main things that I want to do and I want to build a habit for, and I want to take them into consideration, are these. So this is my method. I don't want to talk a lot about this. So thank you so much. Great method. I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm sure I'll make sure to use it during my days and my life. Thank you so much again. Please record more, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you.